Whether it's for your home or cottage, a great deck can definitely improve your family's quality of life. In the warmer months, we all want to be outside as much as possible. With a deck, you can enjoy it now, but it's also a great investment that adds value to your home. It's one of those rare improvements that can actually increase your home's resale value in the future. If you've got fantasies of lounging around on your brand new deck this summer, enjoying a drink, reading a great book, maybe heating up the barbecue, you're not alone. So how can you make the leap from daydream to reality? Sault Ste. Marie Heritage Home Hardware deck building expert, Mike, shares your excitement. But before you jump in, he has provided his top tips on what you should consider first. Start by asking yourself a few questions. What will you be using your deck and backyard for? We don't all use our outdoor spaces the same way. Some like a really laid-back, private space to hang out and relax in. Others are big on entertaining and need to create specific zones and consider traffic flow for their guests. Some spend just a few hours outside during daylight hours. Others live outside long past sunset. This will help you determine how large your deck needs to be and what it should feature. The other important factor is any existing, or planned, outdoor elements. Maybe you have a pool, or you want to ensure a stunning view of your garden. If your backyard has full sun and you would really like some shade, a pergola or trellises could provide some much-needed protection. Here are Mike's top 6 things to consider when planning your deck. 1. Figure out how much room you'll need for dining and entertaining. How many people will be eating outside on a daily basis? This is the minimum you need to plan for. If you entertain regularly, factor that in and make sure you're planning enough seating for your usual number of guests. Make sure to plan where you'll put your barbecue too, that it is convenient to access and appropriately sized. Those with a bigger budget may even want to consider a full outdoor kitchen with a granite countertop. 2. Ensure ample space for lounging. Outdoor seating tends to take up a lot of space, so if lounging is your goal, you may need to plan for a bigger area than you'd think. Outdoor couches and lounge chairs are available at multiple price points, but the one thing they have in common is their size. These items tend to be quite large and you'll want to ensure you can move comfortably around them. Do you want an outdoor fire pit? That will also increase the area of your deck. Once you've got your seating figured out, you'll probably want to soften the space a little with a few accents. Accentuate your deck with a few different bushes and trees, or use planters filled with flowers or greenery. An outdoor rug adds texture, color, and softness underfoot. 3. Determine your just right size. Try laying out some rope to help you visualize the perfect size and shape of your deck. Those who live in urban areas often have less backyard to work with. Homeowners with more land often opt for larger, wider decks. To bridge the gap between your deck and backyard, you can use bricks, a stone walkway, or steps. 4. Get your permit in place before taking action of any kind. Check with your municipality. You may require a building permit. Some communities may not require one if your deck is less than 100 square feet in size. Others will if your deck is more than 10 feet above ground level. You don't want to end up having to pay a fine in addition to your building costs, so check with your local building department first. 5. Choose your materials. Pressure-treated lumber is still the material of choice. It's eco-friendly, economical, easy to work with, and can be stained any color. It offers great value for your dollar. Cedar is also an excellent option, but it costs about 2.5 times more. It also requires more maintenance because it is a softer wood that damages easily. The look, however, is beautiful. Those who are hoping for a deck that's practically maintenance-free should look to composite woods. They are eco-friendly, durable, and insect-free, though they cost a bit more than cedar. It's important to note that composite materials are strictly used for railings and deck boards. You will still need to have the frame built out of wood. 6. Ask yourself, can you DIY? If you've got some experience doing DIY projects and feel confident in your ability, you may be able to build your own deck. It is a time-consuming project, to be sure. It's always wise to consult with the installation experts at Heritage Home Hardware. They offer a range of services, including landscaping, building decks and fences, and are happy to share their advice. The benefit to working with a home installation professional is that they have seen dozens, if not hundreds, of decks and backyards. They have experience working with varying degrees of slope, size and elevation. They can provide some vision and ideas. The more they know about your plans and your budget, they can help keep you on track. Once you've determined the right deck for your home, you can get to work building. For more information, or to get Mike's advice, visit Heritage Home Hardware or call 705-759-5101.